From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Russ Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Closing Grain Comments for today, Thursday, May the 9th. December corn closed down 1.25 cents at 480 on Thursday, a second day lower, but still near its highest prices in 3 months, with some concerns about hot and dry conditions in central Brazil, slow harvest progress in Argentina, and disruptive planting progress in the U.S. Late Thursday, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said only 23% of the corn crop there was harvested, discouraged by high humidity. November soybeans tried to trade higher early Thursday, but closed down 12.5 cents at 1201.5, falling back a second straight day from Tuesday's highest close of 2024. The rains have not stopped yet in southern Brazil, and it remains to be seen how much production will be lost. In Argentina, the harvest pace remains slow, but conditions are not nearly as difficult as those seen in southern Brazil. Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said 48% of the soybean crop was harvested there, down from a five-year average of 61% for this time of the year. July Kansas City wheat closed up 3.25 cents at 651.75, clinging to a small gain after Reuters reported frost damage to wheat in three wheat-growing regions in Russia that are north of the primary wheat-growing area. July Kansas City wheat was up 16 cents earlier Thursday morning as the news likely made bears specs nervous, but without credible confirmation of specific losses. Prices began falling back by mid-morning. Cold temperatures are expected to remain a threat into next week. From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Russ Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Closing Grain Comments for today, Thursday, May the 9th. And have a good evening from DTN.